Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and I love to help people with their gardening questions. So if you have a question, you can give us a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. When we left the first hour, we had Dawn, who is in desperate need of help on a regular basis. But he is with us right now. And Dawn, we were talking about crepe myrtles, and you have another question about it, right?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I have one about a ligustrum tree. I paid over $100 to buy a ligustrum tree, and I planted it about 2 months ago. And I'm in Brooksville, and the soil is kind of clayish and muckish. And it's in the past few weeks, it's losing its leaves, and it looks like it's dying back. And I was told it could have root rot.
Okay, so how often are you watering it?
Well, when the guy that I bought the tree from said you don't want to water it too much.
Okay, but how often are you watering it?
I watered it too much to begin with, but I've slacked off now.
How often do you do that?
About 3 times a week.
3 times a week. Okay, that's a little too much, especially with those conditions. Okay, so I would say right now, I would just, you know, cut back the watering to once a week watering. And then just let it get through the winter time because it's going to be a little bit drier. So just cut it back and ease off. It doesn't have root rot per se. It may be starting to. You may be starting to get it. But I would definitely cut back on the water. So go to once a week watering. Make sure it gets about 1.5 to 2 inches of water a week, if no rain. Okay? And I also, you're going out yard sailing with your daughter today. I want to wish Crazy Kim a happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yay. And one other thing too. Should I cut that crepe? Should I cut that? I know I murdered the crepe myrtle, but on the ligustrum, should I cut it back?
For what reason?
Because the leaves are all wilting and it looks like it's
no,
dying.
Do not cut it back. You're going to put more stress on it. So let it come out of the shock. Let it come out and get established. Just water it once a week, if that. Stick your finger in the ground. If the ground is cool, moist, or damp, you don't need to water. Thank you so much, Dawn, for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Kim.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And so if you have a question, you can give us a call. We're going into an interview with the fabulous Randy Schultz, so you may want to wait till after that. Today's dirty word of the day is very fitting. Parasite. Not the insect or a family relative variety, but a plant that is parasitic. Parasitism is a type of symbiotic relationship or a long-term relationship between two species of plants, where one member, the parasite, gains benefits that come at the expense of the host member. The word parasite comes from the Latin form of the Greek word parasitos, meaning one who eats at the table for another. Common plants that are parasitic in Florida include dodder, which you may have seen alongside the road. It looks like long orange spaghetti squash-like organism, ghost pipe, and mistletoe. Lichens and resurrection ferns and Spanish moss are not parasitic and do not harm any trees. So when we're speaking about dodder is really fascinating to me. We have 10 species of dodder in the state of Florida with different host preferences. Dodder is leafless. It just looks like silly string that is orange that is draped all over a plant. And all it needs, it takes everything that it needs from the host plant, and it cannot survive on its own. It sprouts from the ground and does not have roots. You can control dodder by removing the affected plants or pruning it as much as possible. You can use herbicides on dodder, but the herbicide will also kill the host plant, so you got to be careful about that. So that is a really cool parasite plant. And again, I've seen it going through the Ocala National Forest up through to Gainesville, often by the side of the road. Mistletoe is also a favorite Christmas season symbol, but it is too a parasite. It is known as a fertility token in certain cultures, and it always makes me laugh when I see little Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts selling mistletoe. And I want to say, do you know that's a fertility symbol?
But that's true. Very true.
But Tony says, I can't do that. So in Florida, mistletoe is commonly found in laurel oaks and other trees like elms, hackberries, sycamores, and wild cherry trees. Mistletoe is also the only food source for the larva of the great purple hair streak, one of our most beautiful southern butterflies. You can and should remove mistletoe out of any trees as soon as it appears. So you can find all of my dirty words each week along with what to do in your landscape, Teresa's design tips and articles, and more on betterlawns.com. So just parasites is not necessarily a bad thing, but we just got to recognize it and kind of prevent it if we see it.
I find it hysterical that the parasite word goes with daughter.
D-O-D-D-E-R.
Oh.
Daughter, not daughter.
I like it the other way. Thanks for correcting my brain.
So D-O-D-D-E-R, not our daughters. That's what I'm saying. We do, you know, sometimes, you know, kids, but we won't go into that.
Right.
You know, we have great kids, right?
Hey, I was blessed. Literally, I feel bad for the people who got stuck with my kids at the child swap at the hospital. But I scored. Me and my husband, we scored. We got great kids.
We do, too. We have just wonderful kids. And this is a great time of the year. They are not parasites. So we have Randy Schultz, and he is the president of Schultz Communications coming up. And you're going to want to hear what he says, because I know there's some of you out there that have not bought your Christmas gifts yet.
Yeah, I'm usually the one who has it all done by July, but this year we just got so discombobulated with everything in our family, and I'm just like, everybody's getting gift cards. Yay! I feel like Oprah, and you get a gift card, and you get a gift card.
And so we're going to be talking to Randy. He knows Santa personally. If it's Sunday morning or Saturday morning, not Sunday, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. There we go. We'll be right back with Randy Schultz. Stay tuned.
Vulnerable seniors living in nursing homes and other long-term care facilities deserve better. What happened in Florida nursing homes throughout the pandemic is an unacceptable tragedy. More than 11,000 residents have died. That's 1 in 6 COVID-related deaths in the state. It's time to hold nursing homes accountable and ensure they're safe for our loved ones. AARP Florida is fighting for nursing home residents to make sure high-quality, safe care is a priority. Learn more at aarp.org/FL.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you take a lot of medicine or take care of someone that does? Hero is the new smart device that makes life easier by pre-sorting a 90-day supply of up to 10 different pills. Just pour them in and Hero does the rest.
So easy to use and saves me so much time. I never miss a dose. I'm never late for a dose anymore. And that is so critical to me.
What I like best about my Hero is that it's so easy to set up and it's so easy to use, and I don't have to worry about my pills or get distracted and forget did I take that pill or not, because it reminds me.
It alerts and dispenses with the push of a button. Plus, Hero sends a friendly alert to you and a caregiver.
Hero is amazing, but you could even live out of state with the person and still program their Hero from the convenience of your phone.
I feel better than I have ever felt simply because I have this device.
Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it.
call 800-613-1842. That's 800-613-1842. 800-613-1842. Call now.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And joining us on behalf of Santa Everywhere is Randy Schultz. He is president of Schultz Communications, and he is the content editor of Home Garden and Homestead, a fabulous website for gardeners all across the country. Randy is known to visit Santa's Village to see the latest in new garden presents and gifts for under your Christmas tree. Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am great. Well, you've been promoted this year to help Santa for all the gardeners and who have been good this year. You have some great ideas. What kind, let's talk first about what kind of weather you're having in Colorado, because that's where you are right now, right?
I am in Colorado. The high today is going to be somewhere around 55 degrees. And not a bad day in Colorado.
No, sunny. Sunny, that's going to be gorgeous. 55 and sunny is beautiful weather. So
yeah.
with the wintertime there in Colorado and the ups and downs and snow sometimes and not so much snow other times, how do you keep yourself in the garden spirit?
You know, there's always something to do in the garden or garden-related. So I don't have any problem with that. And the other thing that you've already mentioned is I'm a personal friend of Santa Claus. So he and I talk about what kind of gifts to give to gardeners. So that puts me in the ho-ho-ho mood right there.
I can tell that it does. That's wonderful. So let's start with Jessica Damiano. She is a Garden Media Award winner this year. We can start the garden year right off with her help. How do we do that?
Well, Jessica's been a garden writer for 15 years, and she's the author of the syndicated Garden Detective column. So she's got good gardening chops. She knows what she's talking about. And she's put together a personal garden coach sort of a calendar. Imagine having somebody to remind you what to do in your garden every single day of the year, garden-related tasks, making you think about, you know, the change of the seasons and whatnot. And I love Jessica Damiano's gardening calendar. It's basically a wall calendar, but instead of just a blank spot in each daily square for throughout the whole year, she's got a garden tip. And just a great idea. I don't know why somebody hasn't done this before, but I really like this calendar.
And it's really pretty. You say she has really gorgeous photographs on it, so it would make a really lovely garden gift.
It really does. It really does. It's a great gift for gardeners. It's a great gift for yourself as, you know, as a gardener. Having a garden coach is a wonderful idea.
I think that's a great idea, Randy. I think more of us should get gardening gifts for ourselves. We don't
absolutely
do that.
Well, one of the reasons I put this list together every year is because I want to figure out what I'm going to get for myself.
I can see that. So this year, especially with everybody staying home, gardening has boomed, and seeds were a big sell in 2021. So how can people, give gardening gifts that people can start from the ground up?
Well, you know, a lot of us don't think of a seed packet as a gardening gift. Although it's a great stocking stuffer to put a couple of seed packets in a stocking. But my friends at Botanical Interests, which is a Colorado-based company, have taken some of their best-selling seed packets and put them together in categories that you can give as garden gifts. So these vegetable seed collections, one of my favorites is the Basic Bounty Vegetable Collection. Contains 9 packets of seeds that are sure to produce a tasty harvest of fresh vegetables, no matter where you live. And some of these are classics, you know. Botanical Interest tends to offer organically grown, non-GMO seeds, a lot of heirloom varieties. So this vegetable collection has Bush Glacier Bean, Market Moore Organic Cucumber, Black Beauty Summer Squash, which is my favorite summer squash. Anyway, a great collection in a little gift box with a nice ribbon. You know, for $17.50, it's a great gift for a gardener.
That's a wonderful gift, and I do love Botanical. Their catalog is amazing. So we have lots of gifts on Santa's list this year for the men in our lives. What do you recommend for all the men gardeners in the family, like husbands and grandfathers who love to work in the yard?
Well, I've got a couple of tools that made the list this year, and not necessarily just for men, although we men love our tools. But, you know, hey, lady gardeners love their tools too. So the Cobra Head Weeder is my favorite digging tool for weeding and digging through the garden bed. You know, you can use it as a digger to actually plant seeds or transplant little plants. The Cobra Head Weeder has a single steel blade, and it really does resemble the shape of a cobra head. And everything about this tool I like. It's made in Wisconsin. It's a USA company, family-owned company, and they've been selling these tools for quite a while. The Cobra Head Weeder is pretty widely known, but they came out with a mini weeder, which is the same shape, the same idea, the same ergonomic kind of a handle, but it's smaller. So it's great for folks with smaller hands. It's great for seniors.
Or children.
It's a great tool for digging into, container garden.
Yeah.
Digging.
No,
that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, no, and it would be a great stocking stuffer too as well. So Florida has to deal with more of their share of insects. You know, we just have a lot of insects. But Santa has a great idea that is wonderful for gardeners and children that'll be appreciated all year long.
Well, sure. There's a company called Parakeeto, and they have brought out a whole line of insect repellents that have no chemicals. The active ingredients are natural essential oils. So they've come up with a formula where their mosquito insect repellent spray actually smells good to us, but not good to mosquitoes and ticks and other insects. So I love this little spray bottle. It'll fit in your purse. It'll fit in your back pocket when you're out in the garden. Parakeeto insect spray is one of my favorite little stocking stuffer sort of gifts for this year.
And it has the oils that make your hands nice and soft too as well, right?
Absolutely. It's a great formula, very modern, sustainable sort of a formula, but it keeps the insect pests away.
That's great. I definitely am getting that one. Gardeners always love new plants at Christmas time. So indoors and out, what does Santa recommend?
Well, hey, how about a Christmas plant that actually has Christmas in its name? A Christmas fantasy plant from Logies, another American company, is a Christmas cactus. And the Christmas cactuses are typically, you know, red flowers, right? This one has a peach-colored flower, so I love it for the just the different look of it. And you know, if you've ever grown one of these, you know it's a plant that it's easy to grow. It's not finicky at all. It's great for experienced gardeners, and it's also great for folks who think they don't have a green thumb yet. So I love the idea of giving a plant that helps people along the path of gardening.
Yeah, I do too. I think they're really great. There's no pest problems with them usually, and so they're really great. So what kind of stocking stuffers does Santa have for his nice but naughty gardeners?
Hey, I don't know anybody like that. I'll tell you what, I like this little botanical artwork calendar from Botanical Interests. It's a small thing. It fits on a desktop, and it features a plant each month with a nice botanical illustration. And I just love the idea of having a calendar to kind of get you in the gardening spirit. no matter where you are in your house or your kitchen counter. And that's, you know, that's less than $10. It's a great stocking stuffer.
Right. And so, and this is important because you have such great gifts to offer, but you Tony and I always give books at Christmas time. What books do you recommend?
All right. My two favorites this year, called Mini Meadows by Michael Lazotte, who's one of the owners of American Meadows, which is a famous wildflower seed company here in the U.S.
They're great.
And his premise is, he's called the Seed Man. He's loved seeds his whole life. His premise is you can grow a meadow wildflower garden anywhere you have, including in a container. You know, if you have a little patch of open space at the side of your house that you don't know what to do with, plant flowers there. Even if you live in an apartment and just have, you know, a couple of nice containers, you can plant wildflower seeds and have just a lovely summer garden. And he goes through the whole process, explains how to plant them, how to grow them, how to care for wildflowers. He's a wealth of information, and I love his little book. The other book I love is from Toni Gattoni. She wrote a book called The Lifelong Gardener. And for those of us who are getting up in years, her whole philosophy is, let's make gardening accessible for your entire life. So she's got some great tips. She covers the tools that are easier to use, maybe more comfortable in your hands. So I love The Lifelong Gardener by Toni Gattoni.
Those are wonderful books. Now, Randy, you have all these gifts and more on your Home Garden and Homestead website. Tell everybody where they can check out Santa's recommendations.
Okay, homegardenandhomestead.com. We've got all kinds of great gardening stories. Go to the homepage, and you'll see photos of the featured stories. Click on Gifts for Gardeners, and they're all there. We've got website links in the story that take you directly to the website where you can buy the product.
Thank you so much, Randy. You have a Merry Christmas.
Well, you too. Have a great one.
All right. Do you have a gardening question that you need answers to? You can call me at 1-888-455-23680 for text messages. And I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours. And let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by U.S. Med.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
A mirror reflects. If pointed at the sun, its reflection is too brilliant to look at directly. Pointed at darkness, the same mirror has no reflection. The power is in the setting. God's Word says that mankind was created in God's image. This means that every man, woman, and child, every race, nationality, and ethnicity, everyone has the potential to reflect the character and the nature of God. Sadly, many of us fail to reveal this. When our life is aimed at God, we show God's light. When our life is turned from God, we're in darkness and we get lost. To be made in the image of God means to belong to God. It's time for some self-reflection, because we're all mirroring something or someone. Are you reflecting God or still living in the dark? This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you have a gardening question, let me help you. You can call me at 1-888-455-2967. We got to get that so it's a little bit slower. Take a deep breath. And you can text me at 23680. Want to remind everyone that Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland is going to have a fantastic workshop today at 9:30 on freeze-friendly landscaping. So this is the time of the year to get that information on how to take care of your landscape in wintertime. And so Peterson's Nursery is going to have that. You want to go see them at 9:30 this morning. Let's go to Silva in Melbourne. Good morning, Silva. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great. And what? How can I help you?
I have a porterweed plant in a pot. The stems and the edges of the leaves are turning black.
Okay. And is it? Does it have drainage? What kind of pot is it in?
Plastic pot.
Okay. Does it have holes in the bottom of it?
Yeah.
Okay. How often do you water it?
I just lately I haven't been watering it. Just pretty much the rain, and occasionally I'll water it, but not a lot.
Okay. I would like to know, is it crackly brown or stiff, or
no.
is it soggy kind? Is the soil soggy?
No, the soil is not soggy.
Okay, but the leaves, it just sounds like it's getting a little bit too much water.
The leaves are not soggy.
No, the leaves are not soggy. But you're saying it's turning black.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Can you send me a picture, Silva?
Yes, of course.
Okay, send me a picture to teresa.watkins at...
How do you spell Teresa?
T-E-R-E-S-A.
Uh-huh.
Dot Watkins, W-A-T-K... Okay. Oh, that's super duper. Thank you so much. Lizzie's going to give you the address, okay, to send it to. Okay, great. Thank you so much for calling, and I'll be able to help her on that. Let's go to Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy. How are you? Roy? There you go. Okay, we got it.
Okay, cool.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I got a prescription for this fertilizer. I've got some fertilizer left over. It's Lawnster fertilizer. It's a 22, 24, 48, and the other one is 18, 24, 6.
Uh-huh.
No, not, it's 4. The last one was 22, 24, 4. And the other one is 18-24-6. Is that good to put on the vegetables and trees?
Well, is it slow release or is it just quick release or is it liquid?
It's granular, but I don't know. I didn't see if it's slow release or not.
Okay. All right. So, what I recommend is that, you've got some nitrogen there and you've got the phosphorus there, but are you putting it on plants in the ground or in raised beds or containers?
Raised beds.
Okay. So you you can use it. I would be just a little bit, just a little bit delicate with it. I wouldn't use it full strength just because we're going into the wintertime. They're not going to need that kind of really high fertilizer analysis. So, you can use it. Just follow the label, but I would be just kind of, ginger with it.
Yeah.
Don't use it too much. Yeah, skimpy, yeah.
All right. Well, if you got time, my brother gave me avocado tree to plant.
Okay.
Is it all right to plant it now?
How big is it?
Oh, it's. I think he grew it from seed. It's about a foot tall, 2 foot at the tops.
I would kind of wait till after this winter. I plant it in, late February, first part of March.
Okay.
Okay? Just keep it in the container. Keep it from freezing. Not that we're going to have a really strong winter this year, but, it's small enough it could get damaged.
Sounds all right. Yeah, I'll just wait.
All right.
Until, like you said, February, right?
Right. Call me back in February or before.
Sure. Okay.
Let me know how it's doing. Thank you so much, Roy.
Thank you, Teresa.
All right. And so we have some questions that said, hi, Teresa. My daughter has a spider plant she keeps in her room. She waters it half a cup of water per day. The leaves are turning brown, even though there is new growth, spider shoots. Any idea of what might be going on with this plant? And so it's not good to water anything every day. So the spider plant doesn't need that much water. It's turning brown, probably because it's getting overwatered. So again, you want to make sure your pots have good drainage, especially for indoor houseplants, and that they don't sit in water. And then water it when, you can put your finger in about to the first knuckle and it's dry. Then go ahead and water it then. Also, too, plants may need more water. House plants and indoor plants may need more water if they haven't had their roots and the soil changed in them, every couple of years. You want to make sure that you have good soil in the pots. And if it's all roots, it's going to seem like it needs more water. So what I would say, Scott, is that your daughter needs to check the roots. Go ahead and pop it out of the planter and look at it. See if it's all roots. And if it is, then go ahead and cut a third of the roots off, put more soil into the pot, and then replant it. And then you can water it maybe once a week will be fine. You don't need to water it more than that. So then Harold Hartley, he said, can you give me the web address for the double bloom azaleas from last two Saturday shows ago? And it is PerfectoMundoAzalea.com. PerfectoMundoAzalea.com, all one word. These are my dream azaleas. They are gorgeous.
They are beautiful. I went and looked them up while you were interviewing him, and I fell in love. I've got to go get some for the spring. I just don't have time right now, but I will be going and purchasing these and putting them on my property.
They bloom three times a year, and they are double blooms, and you don't have to prune them. They get to be 2 to 3 feet tall, 2 to 3 feet wide. And you know how azaleas sometimes get insect issues mm-hmm. with lace bugs?
Right.
These are lace bug resistant.
Well, what blew me away is I think they were orange color.
Orange. It was amazing. Just gorgeous. The purple, the white is very elegant.
This is when I wish that my mother-in-law was still alive, because she loved azaleas and she would have loved the orange ones.
Yes, I do. I know that myself. So if you'd like to give me a call, you can call 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. If you missed any of today's shows, or I don't get to your question, or you think of it sometime later, you can always go to betterlawns.com and email me. I will answer you by email. Please give me your name and city. That way I know where you live, because Florida is such a long state, that what I would recommend for North Florida versus Central Florida versus South Florida will be different.
Exactly, because the temperature is different in the different areas, true.
Different areas and different soils, different pHs, and so it's really important to know where you are. You can call me with your gardening question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
A mirror reflects. If pointed at the sun, its reflection is too brilliant to look at directly. Pointed at darkness, the same mirror has no reflection. The power is in the setting. God's Word says that mankind was created in God's image. This means that every man, woman, and child, every race, nationality, and ethnicity, everyone has the potential to reflect the character and the nature of God. Sadly, many of us fail to reveal this. When our life is aimed at God, we show God's light. When our life is turned from God, we're in darkness and we get lost. To be made in the image of God means to belong to God. It's time for some self-reflection, because we're all mirroring something or someone. Are you reflecting God or still living in the dark? This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. 800-432-3916. That's 800-432-3916.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Last week before Thanksgiving, we get reports from people from North Florida. I would love to get more reports of what's happening in your garden from Central Florida and South Florida. Let me know what's going on and let me know what you're growing. I would love to hear that. So Jim's garden thermometer before Thanksgiving, Wednesday, before Thanksgiving, his thermometer reached 31 degrees. And so, yeah, isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
He picked some early girl tomatoes before covering them with a tarp, and he had lots of frost that morning. He also got about a half inch of rain, and he said it was very localized, so he's really appreciative of that rain. And then he said his romaine lettuce is almost ready to harvest, so that's great. Bob in Newman, North Florida, said he recorded 3.12 inches of rain for November and 62.2 inches for the year. That's a lot of rain. And so for November, Bob had three mornings at or below 32 degrees for a total of 14 going back for the first 4 months of 2021. So he has been weeding and fertilizing the onions, planting carrots, and more romaine lettuce from Bob. The broccoli and cabbage and cauliflower he's growing looking good, and he's harvesting tomatoes from the early girls. So he is really working hard. So let's go to Jim in Ocoee. Good morning, Jim. How can I help you?
Good morning. Your earlier caller said he brought his orchids in at 40 degrees. I thought it was 55 degrees, so I thought I'd call and check what temperature to bring orchids in and also what temperature to cover an herb garden.
Okay, so one, your herb gardens don't need cover. They're usually pretty good about winter, except for your basil and your tarragon. Some of your little bit more warmer climate herbs, your Mediterranean herbs, except for rosemary. Rosemary will do really well in cold temperatures. But your basil is mainly the one that will not survive a freeze. So I wouldn't really worry about covering your herbs. The orchids, it just kind of depends on the variety. I definitely would say 40 degrees, you do need to cover them. 50, 55, you may not. It just depends on if you have a little bit of protection, a little bit of wind covering over them, so that they don't get like the full downfall of the condensation of the air. So if they're in underneath a tree where there's a little microclimate or on your patio, 55 degrees is not too bad. So it does depend on the individual varieties of orchids that you do have, though, because some are more sensitive than others.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. That's great.
All right. Thank you so much for calling and listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. Let's go to text messages. So another orchid question or statement, really. He said, I believe the gentleman for Stewart calling about the orchids confused plastic versus cloth. And is cloth okay if it touches the orchids? And yes, like you said, cloth is okay if it touches the orchids. But again, it depends on where you are. If you're in North Florida or Central Florida and we get a severe freeze and the cloth is wet and freezes while it's touching the orchid plant, then you could see some damage. But if it's in South Florida and it doesn't freeze, cloth touching the foliage of the orchids is not going to hurt it. Okay, so that's okay. And if you use frost blankets, then you don't need to worry about touching them at all. You can put the frost cloth right over on top of it, and it allows sunlight to get through. It allows water to get through, but it keeps the plant a few degrees warmer. So it said, good morning, Teresa. Should I wait until the weather cools here in Orlando before putting down winter rye? We are going to be in the mid-80s this week. So I would say if you haven't put rye down yet, I would wait probably another week or so. But mid-December is fine. We are going to have a La Nina winter, so you're going to be mowing that ryegrass all winter long. So that'll be
good times.
Yeah, good times. So yeah, no, if you want to wait this week, you can, you know, wait one more week and put it down. It really thrives when the temperatures are 75 degrees and below. So the next text message is, I live in East Orlando. Thank you very much for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I have bare spots in my yard, so when can I buy sod cut into 6x6 inch plugs and plant them? And you can do that anytime. Any time of the year, you can go ahead and do that. Not a problem. I probably wouldn't do it the day of a really hard freeze, but you can plant grass here anytime if it's sod or plugs.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful for Florida. You know, we do plant installations all year round, landscape installations all year round, and we lay sod all year round. Now, if it's really cold temperatures, it may not look so good, and you want to be really careful about the watering practices of it. You want to, you know, not water it too much. But sod can go down any time of the year, and especially Bahia, you can put it down brown.
Wow.
From the freeze, and it'll green right up.
There you go.
So not a problem. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. We have a lot of, great information on betterlawns.com website. You can go there and you can read my articles, or you can subscribe to my newsletter, which is called In Your Backyard, and it comes out monthly. It will be coming out this weekend. And what I have on it is what to do in your landscape, you know, regular, what's current trends in gardening for that month and what you should be doing in your landscape. But also I have my landscape design tips and a column called Landscaper Malpractice, where I tell you how to know when to fire your landscaper. And so, you can go onto my website, she-consulting.com, and sign up for that. Let's talk to Diane in Tallahassee. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. I just discovered the name of a weed I've been fighting, and apparently it's called skunk vine weed.
Yes.
Or weed vine. I've never seen it before, never heard of it before. Where is it prevalent, and where might I have gotten it?
Birds, it does have seeds, and so birds can pass it around. Wildlife can pass it around if they eat the seeds. But it's just very, obnoxious. And I hate it myself, and it can cover everything. What are you doing for it? Where is it located in your yard?
Oh, it's in a landscaped area with like mid-sized trees, and it has gone up, and it covers the tops of the trees. I've been up there trying to fight it. And do you have any suggestions?
Yes, I do. You can go ahead and treat it at the bottom of the tree. Go ahead. You can use a product called Brush Be Gone. Just be real careful that you don't get it on anything green that's living. You can spray it on the bark, but not on the not on anything green. And it will, cut it off, and it will die from the top down because it won't reroot itself. But I would use a product called Brush Be Gone.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening, Diane. You have a Merry Christmas. Let's go to Ron in Jacksonville. Ron, we only have a couple of minutes. How can I help?
Okay. Let's be quick. Hibiscus plant. It's when should I cut it back? It's no leaves, but I have flowers.
You have flowers, but no leaves?
Right. Not too many leaves.
Not too many leaves. Well, one hibiscus is going to freeze in Jacksonville if we get a severe freeze. So I would not cut it back at all until spring arrives next late February, first part of March. Okay?
Okay.
All right? Because the winter's going to knock it back, and I don't want you to cut it now because you'll start to get new growth, and any kind of freezes we get in the meantime between spring is going to really knock it back even more, and you might even lose it. Okay? So just let it stay just the way it is. Do not fertilize it. Just make sure it gets watered occasionally, and then in late February, early March, you can go ahead and prune it back.
Okay. How about kudzu? Can you do anything about that?
Kudzu, well, again, it's another, really invasive vine. And so you can, just depending on where is it located?
Oh, it's like in the preserve area in my backyard.
Oh, yeah. No, just hand pulling it, just making sure, because you're, in a preserve area, you're not allowed to use,
Yeah.
I would just hand pull it there. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. All right.
Bye.
And let's see. Would it be helpful to spray iron on lawn zoysia now to keep it green for the wintertime? And no, it won't. Zoysia is going to turn brown, and nothing's going to help it green once the temperatures get down. I want to thank our guest today, Ed Thralls, with really important protection techniques for the upcoming La Nina winter. I also want to thank Randy Schultz with Schultz Communications with the award-winning Home Garden and Homestead website. I'm going to post the information for the website on Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page. Thank you, Lizzie, for making the show a big success and fun.
Oh, I'm telling you, I want to thank the listeners because they are on point. They're keeping me on my toes. Love them.
I know. They're really good. Join us next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Coverage and preventative care go hand in hand. Whether it's vaccines or checkups, it's important to take charge of your health. Go to healthcare.gov and enroll by December 15th for January 1st coverage. All plans include maternity care and mental health care. There's help no matter where you live or who you love. Call 877-813-9115 and speak to a navigator, or visit coveringflorida.org to make an appointment today. It's free, confidential, and financial assistance may be available. Open enrollment is going on now through January 15th.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.